we should take bathing. But not only Ganges. But Ganges, Yamuna, and Saraswati are meeting. A very beautiful thing I have done. Oh, Ganges, coming was very soft there. Oh, very white water. And Yamuna, some slowly, she is coming. Oh, why slowly? Because she is somewhat mad in Krishna. And she is, her color is not white. Why? Because Krishna always. And sometimes the kajal of Krishna and Gopi. Mixed in the water of Krishna. And always thinking of Krishna, of black Krishna, so she has become mad. And always so mad. So both are mixed. Both are sisters. Elder is Ganges. And but younger is very sweet, very lucky to be a sakhi of Krishna. And where Ganga is sweet, charanamrita, but even though, so come with me and you should come in the water of Triveni and you should take bath there. Then come out and then come on the bank. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here. And Rupa Goswami is there. Anupam is there. You are so sweet there. And then you see. Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu is everything about Bhakti Rasa is unlimited. It is not possible to explain completely. So I will just give you very small things, some indication, and then you should conceive the idea in your heart and meditate upon it. Jami Bhava Shunye Bhakti Rasa Sindhu Domai Dahai Vidasami Sindhu. There's no depth. And it is so deep and dense, so I'm only giving you one small drop. And then he says, in this world, there are so many living entities in the entire universe, and they are spread all over the universe. So many different.
Don't shut up your eyes. Or stand like this. Otherwise, some sleepiness will come, and you lose everything. Oh, from so many far distances you are coming here. So try to open always your ears.
So all these living entities, they are wandering in the entire universe in 84 million species. And because of it, 8,400,000. So they are wandering in all these species, depending on their exercise of their independence and their karma. And sometimes having those with so many distressful conditions, and sometimes in happy state, but unable to understand the goal of life, they are wandering for some happiness, for some enjoyment, one species after another species. The size of this living entity, the Atma, is very small. It is said that if we take 1 hair of our head, and then the tip of that hair, if we can dry that, 1,000 parts, and then one part of that region can be again further divided into 100 parts, then that small size can be compared in some way to the size of this minute living entity. It is so infinitesimal. And, but it's very powerful because it's part and parcel of Krishna. And these living entities, they are basically divided into two categories. And what are the categories? Power and Jagra. Those who are movable and those who are immovable. Then Mahaprabhu explained further that in the division, those living entities which cannot move, they are further subdivided into three categories. And what are those categories? The aquatics in the water, the entities on the earth, and birds. Then we come down to the entities who are in this planet Earth on the land. And they are in different forms. seeds, animals, etc., etc. Out of that, the human beings are very small in number because there's so many insects, animals we cannot even conceive. So comparing the whole population, human population, is very small. And within this population of human beings, very few people are actually civilized. Otherwise, most of them, the majority of the population is completely unaware of civilized life.
They are like animals. Not only animals. In animals, go coral. What is? Donkeys? Oh, hawks and pigs. If you are not doing bhajan, then you are more than them. What you are doing? You are not superior than them. Why not superior? Then donkeys, hawks and pigs and monkeys. Why? If you are going to sense gratification, marriage a life, household of life like that, but no bhajan, then?
This one verse which describes the difference. Ahar nidra vaimaitrancha samanya nidra pashupi naranam dharmo hi eko adhiko vipenjo dharme nidra pashupi naranam. So, in this verse, this is described that all the living entities, they have this propensity, four propensities. Ahar nidra vaimaitrancha, eating, drinking, sleeping and descending. This is common among all species. So, if human beings are superior to animals for any greater reason or any greater cause, then that is only religion, the following of religion, of faith towards the Supreme Lord, the God, Lady Krishna. Animals cannot do that. Shastras are not meant for them. They cannot hear Haitata. They have not been supplied with such intelligence or such senses, whereas humans can. Yet, attaining this form of human life, being a human being, is to simply act on these four basic principles. To live happily in this world, to maintain our body, to live with our relatives, and just think of a materialistic way of life, trying to make a permanent arrangement in this temporary world, then we are simply animals. Only when we exercise our intelligence to know Brahma, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, that we want to know, that we God, why I have come here, what is my purpose, why I am suffering, if at the last, at the end of my life, if I have to give up everything, even my body, why I am trying to accumulate these things, going to so many kind of difficult situations, seeking lies, cheating, being dishonest, killing, violence, so much kind of sinful activities I'm going to do, just for the reason that I'll give it up. So when one thinks on that plane, and with some submissive move, he starts to admit that there's a Supreme Lord and he must surrender unto him, then he
becomes
then he becomes a human being. So then Mahaprabhu said, Brahmanda Brahmita Karabhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Jatari. These living entities who are wandering in all these things, they are completely unfortunate. They have no good fortune. And they are wandering. By any great fortune, by the causeless mercy of Sadhu and Krishna, Guru and Krishna, if they come in touch with pure devotees, they will understand what is the goal of life. The goal of life is to serve Krishna. Then they will understand, in order to do that, I must go and approach a self-realized person who is known as Guru. Who is suffering, who knows the art of Krishna consciousness, and he has realized that he's not just speaking it, he's experiencing that super truth, that absolute truth. And he has the power to give that. He can give that potency in that living entity. And
the qualities of that person is kis prakar ka hai sir.
Tasmat Guru Prapadde Vijyapitre Uttanam Brahmane Charitra Brahmane Parita Nishnantam In this verse, the qualities of Guru are very nicely explained. What? That he is well versed in all the Vedic knowledge. He knows all the conclusion of all the Vedas. Vedas, Puranas, Mahabharata, whatever is compiled by the Veda Vyas. And he not only knows the details, but he knows what is meant to be understood by going through all those studies. And he has realized that. And thus, he is fully capable not just to give that information, but he can clear all the doubts of his disciples. So he remembers and he knows why those things are being said, respectively and collectively together.
And this would also be detached from worldly desires.
And then next, this is external, but this is also very important. What is that he's completely detached from all the material sense enjoyment or material sense.
Like Swami Jiva, no? Very quickly he came. And what he did, Miratu, in couple of years. slipperiest of our whole world. But unfortunately, those who could not follow him, and they collapsed. And those who follow, or even they are.
So,
what he gives, what he gives, Siddhartha.
And upon meeting such a high qualified person, the fortunate living entity, he surrendered with great faith and submission and thus received the Bhakti Lata Beef. And what is that Bhakti Lata Beef? That Bhakti Lata Beef is called Shraddha. And what is the inner potency of that Shraddha? That Shraddha is desire to serve Krishna. We don't have that. Low condition souls, our eternal nature is completely covered. We are only trying to enjoy ourselves. When we come in touch with pure devotees, then only we develop this desire that, yes, I must serve Krishna. So this is the greatest boon.
A guru is he who can give in the heart of devotees what? All the desire to serve Krishna. If he is really giving, then he is guru. Otherwise, collecting money and so many things, he is not guru. So he is much less awesome. So you should try to search a guru like this, and then that seed of bhakti lata, what is that? To serve this tendency, this desire will come. So out external symptom, what is? Oh, that he will have so much belief, strong belief in the words of his Gurudev. A strong belief on Vedas, Upanishad and Srimad Bhagavatam, especially on Srimad Bhagavatam. In the words of Krishna and in the words of high class of people. He must have. Then he can know that, seed is there. If not like this, no seed. Only pause. Then Bhakti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told quickly after that. What becomes from that seed? Or gone so quickly.
Well, the living entity has so much secrecy, performs so many class activities in relationship to Bhakti, Bhakta, and Bhagava, then, as a result of his great fortune, he meets Sadguru, and Sadguru gives him Bhakti Lata, the seed of the Krishna of devotional service, which internally is Krishna Seva Vasana, a desire to serve Krishna, and is manifested outside as Sadha. Very strong belief on the word of Guru.
If you are chanting, remembering, and also you want to, you have desire to for sense gratification. What is that? Have you been initiated or not? You should try to test, measure with a measure. Scale. If you are both, that I want to enjoy my sense gratification. Oh, Krishna, please help me. Oh, very beautiful. Oh, Gauri, I will marry. And very beautiful son and daughter. Give me some wealth that I can manage my two, three cars. Oh, very good. For palace, palatial things, with all kinds of. And there should be no in my life. Oh, please be happy. I will serve you all this. What is this? What is this? Cheating himself. A pure guru will not advise you to do like this. If you have so many anarths, by chanting Raman, they will go away. They must go away. What is the meaning of liberation? Liberation means? Be detached from worldly desires. Worldly wealth and reputations and so many positions. This is liberation. No attraction for any worldly desire. This is liberation. Today, or day after tomorrow, or after some days, from years, you will have to come in this life. Otherwise, you cannot. Then go.
And
so it is bitter, but in the last, it will be very sweet. better. You know, there is a fruit. At first it's sour and bitter. But if you take what are all very sweet, like this. Amla.
Now, when you have the seed, you should become a gardener, and you should plant that seed within your heart. Then, you have to water that seed, give some water. So there's some...
If you will not give proper water and nourishment, then what will be? Our Guru has given that seed, but it will not respond. And if anyhow, at the time of Guru, nourishment was okay, but after some time, no nourishment, no water of Harikatha, then what will be? If it is a sprouted event, it will dry.
So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, one will have to water the seed so that it will grow. But there is something in this instruction. If a gardener will want to water a seed, then you have to bring that water from somewhere else. The water is not with him. So in the same way, when Mahaprabhu says, we should water the seed, this does not mean that we should hear our own chanting. This means that we should fetch some water from somewhere else. Very high class of water, very high quality. In other words, one will have to go and take us the seat of a very qualified Vaishnava who has very high class of water. What is that? The very excellent Siddhanta given by our acharyas and the very sweet pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates and Sri Sri Radha, Krishna and her associates. So this watering, it should go on regularly. If we're taking care of plants, we'll be very careful to give some water every day. So on a regular basis, it's best of all every day, we should try to hear. Maybe get some very nice water from the lips of a few of ourselves, all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And then this water, it will nourish the seed, and it will sprout, and it will begin to grow. A creeper will come out. And as it starts to grow, first of all, two leaves will come. These two leaves, they're called Kletagni and Subhadra. Kletagni and Subhadra are the two leaves which grow out from the Bhakti Lata at the time of silent Bhakti. So here is the test. If one is actually doing real silence, hearing, chanting, remembering, one is actually in the line of Shuddha Bhakti, then two leaves must come. The first leaf is Kletagni. Kletagni means that all your distress is burned or in it. No more distress. One's heart will always feel joyful. No anger, lust, like irritation and bad material qualities. All these things will go away and one will feel very satisfied and happy within the core of his heart. This leaf must come. If we do not experience this, then we should understand we are not following the line of pure Sadhana Bhakti. Then the other leaf, Subhadra. Subhadra means auspiciousness. All auspicious qualities of all the demigods will appear in one's character. He will have affection for all living entities, and all living entities will love that person also. They will become so happy, and especially, very easily by the arrangement of Krishna, they will have very good and high level of Sadhana Bhakti. So this is called Subhadra. His life becomes auspicious. These two leaves, when they first appear, they are folded up. They are not opened up. They are folded like this. So only the underside of the leaf is visible. The underside of the leaf is very rough. But when the leaf opens out, then one can see the inner on the upper side of the leaf, and that is very smooth. This means, in the beginning, one will follow all the regulative principles out of a sense of duty, without any attachment to them. But one will think, yes, Bhakti is very good, I must follow. This is called Vaidhi Bhakti. But then, as the leaves begin to open, then the other side of the leaf is very, very smooth. This means that gradually, in good association, when greed is awakened within the heart, then you will come into the line of Radha Nuda Bhakti, devotional service rendered out of spontaneous affection for Krishna, with a very thick relationship, natural and intimate relationship with Krishna. So then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes how the Bhakti Lata begins to grow more. It pierces the coverings of the universe. It goes into the Viraja River. It goes beyond Viraja into Brahma Jyoti. And then it goes up and up to the planet of Vaikuntha, the planet of Narayana. As the devotee in this world goes on hearing and chanting and remembering in the company of liberated and realized Rasik Vaishnavas, only then will the Bhakti letter go beyond the Vaikuntha and find a place to take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna in Vrindavan. Then some very fragrant flowers will grow, and after that some fruit will come. And this fruit is called Krishna Prem, the fruit of love of God. And though this style, the devotee is here in this world, his Bhakti Lata has come there to the Lord of Vrindavan, and he can taste the very sweet juice, the rasa coming from the fruit of Krishna Prem. But the governor has to be very, very careful, because while the Bhakti Lata...
Sir, what is the Tatparya, essence of peace? What is told?
The essence of the Krishna Prem.
That you take right here. What is the essence?
What is the essence of this growth of the creeper of devotion?
That it went out of Brahmanda and then of Vaikuntha, and then it crossed Vaikuntha, when it went to Guru Vrindavan. What is the meaning?
But first, when the Bhakti Lata or the desire to serve Krishna is within the Brahmanda, within the material world, this means the desire to serve Krishna, it may be contaminated or mixed with the qualities of this Brahmanda. What are the qualities of this Brahmanda? People have a tendency to enjoy, even on a higher planet, to enjoy different types of sense gratification, or even the desire for liberation. But as all these desires, these are all removed, the mood becomes more and more refined and free from all material qualities. This means that now the Bhakti Lata beast has pierced the covering of the material universe.
Like Annapilasita Sundam, Karma Kyan Adi, Anabhitam, must come.
But now, when this quality comes, and the other one starts with them, down the path, like an algorithm, that one's bhakti is not covered by any karma, reward-seeking activities, and not covered by the desire to cultivate knowledge for the purpose of impersonal liberation, and other things such as tapasya, the desire to perform austerities and yoga to get mystic powers, when all of these impurities are completely cleansed from one's desire. This means that now the bhakti ladder has pierced the covering of the universe, and it has become very uncontaminated. But now it is in Brahma Jyoti and moving in the direction of Vaikuntha. When the Bhakti Lata is in the area of Vaikuntha, what does it mean? It means the devotee has in his mood of service, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I am his servant. He is the creator, maintainer, and destroyer of everything. He has all powers. He can make the possible impossible and the impossible possible. He can do everything. He is all pervading. He is everywhere, inside and out of everything. He is so merciful. The devotee knows all of these things. This is called Aishwarya Gyan.
Oh, you should know here also that when bhakti develops from Shraddha to Nishtha, Anat goes away, and then Sadhana up to Kani, by the end of Radha Lila, gradually developing. All taste comes, and after that, so much attachment comes enchanting name and hearing Harikatha, insulting all nine kinds of the limbs of us. And then Shuddha Sattva comes. Or it means first that Bhakti has now come in the position of or how move or Shuddha Sattva. Then it can go to bed after first. Otherwise. So we will have to know all these things. We'll have to practice like this. Not Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, all Krishna came in a beautiful voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, I want to try both of these. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Not this will do. So you have to try to know all these things. Or you have to go to your so much energy in this, if you like this. If you want to have a good business, you'll have to give your whole energy in the business, then you can gain something. So why not in this business, you have to give your whole energy and gain so much. Thank you. Today is now. Tomorrow we will begin after that. And now, any drama? So you should be prepared with me.